Letters to Daniel, Volume 3. Letter 121, Deliverance of CB7, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the third month, on the 20th day of the third month. Dear Dan, I recently wrote, "The growth of the knowledge of Jesus' love for an individual does more damage to the enemy's camp than any other word." Letters to Daniel, number 2-3. At this present time, the Lord is making a move against the demons that have been part of CB7's life for most of his life. I am observing the following. 1. The Lord is building new Christian relationship between CB7 and another brother, CB8, who has also been delivered from various things. The Lord is moderating the friendship by bringing the two together. This is building further the foundation of the love of Jesus for CB7. 2. The Lord has also revealed, through various ways and means, what kind and how many demonic spirits are involved. 3. The Lord has revealed that, when the time is right, they will all come out at once. 2012-03-22. Yesterday morning, CB7, CB8, and I met at a local Starbucks for coffee. This was a miracle in that CB7 has been battling, for lack of a better term, a reclusive spirit, one that would separate him from his family. That's just one demon out of seven. We left Starbucks for CB7's apartment and there spent time praying and reading scriptures. Words escape me that would describe what a really big deal this is. Yet I pray that the work of deliverance the Lord has started will continue through to completion and last forever. One of the scriptures CB7 picked to read was Micah chapter 5, verse 5. See below. Immediately, my attention was drawn to a reference to seven shepherds. The message to me from this is that the Lord has assigned seven angels to take the place of the seven demons that will vacate CB7's body. See Letter to Daniel, Letter 70, Dream Number 19. I'm not sure what the eight principal men may end up being. I will most likely find out. I am just reminded of a cartoon that my brothers and I used to watch as kids. It was called Eight Man. While I write this, I am being witness to the absolute efficacy of the use of Scripture exclusively to overcome and destroy all the works of the devil, including but not limited to demonic possession.
Chapter 5. Now gather yourself in troops, O daughter of troops. He has laid siege against us. They will strike the judge of Israel with a rod on the cheek. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And this one shall be peace. When the Assyrian comes into our land, and when he treads in our palaces, then we will raise against him seven shepherds and eight princely men. They shall waste with the sword the land of Assyria, and the land of Nimrod at its entrances. Thus he shall deliver us from the Assyrian when he comes into our land and when he treads within our borders. Then the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass, that tarry for no man nor wait for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion among flocks of sheep, who, if he passes through, both treads down and tears in pieces, and none can deliver. Your hand shall be lifted against your adversaries, and all your enemies shall be cut off. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that I will cut off your horses from your midst and destroy your chariots. I will cut off the cities of your land and throw down all your strongholds. I will cut off sorceries from your hand, and you shall have no soothsayers. Your carved images I will also cut off, and your sacred pillars from your midst. You shall no more worship the work of your hands. I will pluck your wooden images from your midst. Thus I will destroy your cities, and I will execute vengeance in anger and fury on the nations that have not heard.
2012-04-30. Yesterday, I was at CB7's apartment for prayer and Bible reading. Since it was the 29th of April, he read Proverbs 29. While my brother was reading, I began to silently pray, and then I felt an evil spirit sitting at the same table where I was. I looked around and saw other deceiving spirits. One was standing behind where my brother was sitting, and another in the kitchen. I asked the Lord what I should do. Then I looked forcefully at the evil spirits and fired them up, causing them to burst into flames. They then were taken into custody and removed. After that, I prayed and asked the Lord to have any more evil spirits bound, gagged, and bagged. CB7 said he felt better after the prayer. I inquired of the Lord further. He said that those were devils that had been living in the apartment prior to my brother moving in. They were working in partnership with the seven demons already on board CB7 to destroy him. The Lord indicated that it is not time yet to deliver CB7 of the demons on board, but that will happen after he is made stronger through prayer and the reading of scripture. That way, there won't be any empty house post-deliverance for the demons to return to. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.